Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona mlaleli egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yimi usizo kwaZuma. La sikhuluma ngenqikithi yokholwa kulamalanga sihleli on the topic about the armor of God. Last week I spoke about the breastplate of righteousness and we came to a part where we were speaking about knowing your God, a sense of knowing that he'll come through for you based on the experiences ondlule kuzo. Because lalela, empilweni yokholwa you've got your own journal. Empilweni yokholwa you've got your own journey. Empilweni yokholwa you've got your own anointing. Empilweni yokholwa you've got your own testimonies ondlule kuzo. Masikhuluma noma masihlanganyela wena uza nezakho nomunye uza nezakhe bese ziyahlangana and then we have what we call a corporate anointing, but you have to go through your own ones on your own. You have to experience God for yourself. Now today ngizoqhubeka ngayo this thing and I want to tap into the belt of truth. We are living in a time where so many Christians are backsliding. We are living in a time where so many Christians are moving to and fro. This is gankulunkulu when he talks about Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Malkuluma gala about the fivefold ministry. It is so that we may equip the saints for the work of ministry, so that we are no longer tossed to and from by every wind of doctrine. Abazalwana abaningi, they have fallen away because they are not founded in the truth. You know, they are not founded in the doctrine of the Christian faith. Now, batandekayo, if you have not arrived in a state where Jesus Christ is your truth, you will be easily taken away by ezinye izinto empilweni yakho. The reason why so many people are backsliding, the reason why so many people are falling away is because Jesus Christ is not their truth. Ngoba sikhona isikhathi sokuthi si, you know, uzwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu umenzeleni usizwe or umfundisi usizwe, whatever you want to address me as. Sikhona isikhathi sokuthi uthi uNkulunkulu ulenzeleni leli yabandla, but khona isikhathi lapho ufuna ukuthi ubheke ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukwenzeleni wena in your own individual capacity where you have experienced God for yourself. And unfortunately, if you don't experience God for yourself, if uphelezela abazalwana abaningi uyenkonzweni because kuyayiwa, because your family is going, because your friends are going, and you don't experience God for yourself, it's going to be easy for you to be introduced to other things because awukafinyeleli esigabeni where God is your truth or where Jesus Christ is your truth. A lot of Christians are questioning the deity of Christ. Ukuthi nangempela ikhona indaba yokuthi a virgin conceived of the Holy Spirit. A lot of kuze kunama memes futhi that are floating around where people are questioning, you know, the truth of the gospel. You know, because they have not assimilated it, they have not absorbed it empilweni zabo ukuthi uChristu abe yiqiniso. Let me read izwi likaNkulunkulu sibheke ukuthi lithini. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14, it says, stand therefore, having girded your loin or your waist with truth. Isaiah 5, verse 27, no one of them grows tired of or stumbles. No one slumbers or sleeps. Not a belt is loosened at the waist or sandal thong broken. So this truth needs to be around your waist. Believers are able to stand without getting weary or stumbling because God has equipped them to do so with the truth when God becomes their truth. What is the truth now? In philosophy, there is no such a thing as an absolute truth. Truth is subjective from one person to another. Ngayivumela, ngayiphikisa. Kodwa engifuna ukukusho ukuthi, what is your truth? John chapter 18, verse 37 and 38. Jesus answered, for this reason I was born, and for this I came to the world, to testify the truth. Therefore, on every side of the truth, of the truth listens to me. What is the truth? Pilato asked him. John 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus does not merely speak the truth. He is the truth. Is Jesus Christ your truth now? You know, I came to a point in my life where I actually looked at everything that is spoken. I listened to it and I weighed it against all the arguments as back on empilweni ukuthi abanye they are questioning the existence of God, because the Bible never proves the existence of God, bathandekayo. It never proves, but the Bible declares that God exists, and it declares that in the beginning God created, because the Bible says ukuthi in the beginning. So in the beginning is the time frame. It's when it happened. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, meaning that uNkulunkulu had to be there in the beginning, before the beginning began. And then God decided that this is the beginning. And then in the beginning, he created the heavens. So the word of God declares ukuthi uNkulunkulu is the one that is. And it says that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and he is the end. Ungowokuqala. So it means that he does not have a beginning, and he also does not have the end, but he is the beginning and he is the end. That is my truth, as you see with Fortune Zuma. What is your truth? Do you believe that we serve a self-existent God? Because Tina, as the human beings, in our mental capacity, based on our human experience, we want to relate with God, Ganjalo. We've got a mother and we've got a father. And so, Siti, who made God? And that's why in the Old Testament, and I think it's still happening even today, even when you watch, ama channels, amakhulu, they talk about history, you see that kuneyithombe ezibaziweyo ebezenzwa eqaleni, ebebezibiza ukuthi bangonkulunkulu babo. But labo bonkulunkulu babo, bayenziwa abantu, bayimsebenzi yezandla zabantu. Abantu bayenziwe unkulunkulu, okhona kwaseqaleni. Who was there from the beginning? Is God your truth or not? Do you really believe that God is your truth? Do you believe, you know, because when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are saying that you are ikholwa into ka Jesu. We are ikholwa na into ka Jesu as umntana kaNkuluNkulu. I personally can stand and say, I believe. Why? Because he is my truth. I have seen him. So namhlanje ngifuna ukuthi sikhulume ngeqiniso ukuthi liyini iqiniso na. What is the truth? IBhayibheli lithi we need to put on the belt of truth around our waist. What is your truth? Is Jesus Christ your truth now? Or are you still doubting? Are you still searching out ukuthi iyini? Uthi lana in the book of John chapter 14 verse 6, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Uyiqiniso yena uqobo lwakhe, meaning ukuthi iqiniso livela kuye, akakhuluma iqiniso kuphela. And I can understand, sometimes I've imagined myself, bathandekayo, if I was living in that generation and I see a 30-year-old young man claiming to be the son of God, was I gonna believe or was I not gonna believe? I do not know. But one thing I do know is that I know that Christ Jesus is the way. Noma ngingambonanga bengekho kuleso sizukulwane, but based on my personal journey, based on my experiences, he is my truth. Whenever I'm going through a situation, Jesus Christ is my truth. I believe ukuthi ngelinye lamalanga, when I die, when I leave this body, Jesus Christ on the other side has written my name in the book of life, and I will go to the other side. Abazalwane sibabona masebabhekane nezimo ukuthi nangempela bayamkholwa uNkulunkulu noma cha, because we see abazalwane sometimes they compromise and they do izinto zasezweni ezikwenza ukuthi uzibuze ukuthi kanti yini le abayikholwayo noma abebekade bayikholwa na. Abazalwane sometimes bayamhlanganisa uNkulunkulu nezinto. Uzibuza ukuthi why bathi uNkulunkulu uyancediswa if God is their truth. What is your truth? I want you to examine yourself today. Ukuthi liyini iqiniso lakho na? Do you really, really, really believe in this God? Do you really, really believe in Jesus Christ? You know, everything that I teach in these programs, to say that uNkulunkulu emaphakadeni, he was God God the Father, God the Word, oyizwi likaNkulunkulu elangena esibelethweni bese laba ngumuntu, that's how he became the Son of God. And God the Holy Spirit obekavela khona elithi makakhuluma athi makube khona ukuthi ulizwi onguJesu Kristu aphuma emlonyeni wakhe ahamba yodala agibele phezu kwamandla kamoya oyingcwele. Do you believe in this God now? I want you to ask that question namhlanje. Next week siyaqhubeka about the belt of truth. UNkulunkulu akubusise.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.